Happy Thursday, boys and girls. And better yet, I, Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route, wish you the deepest and strongest and most exciting, highly vibrating, ultra nuclear, best of years new. I kind of practiced that and kind of messed it up. Before, the new year can't start yesterday. How are you going to start all your new year's resolutions and all your good doings and your good tidings on a celebration day? No, you got to wait till you get back today. So I wish people the happiest of years new today when we get back to our grind, back to work or whatever. We'll be settling back into our routine. Because yesterday, we still celebrate. I mean, New Year's Eve is Happy New Year's. New Year's Day is Happy New Year's. But today is happiest, happy years new. Happy year new. Happiest of years news. Happiest. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm very excited. I'm very happy. Mr. Scale told me 210.2 this morning. 210.2 this morning on a very happiest of years new for me is the lowest I've weighed on a Thursday this year. Last year, I think I weighed about 212 in the morning. 1 year ago today on this day, it was a Tuesday. But from there, I went on to put on 12 more pounds. Into January, I had went up to like 220 something. So I'm way ahead of schedule. I saw what happened last year. I put all that weight on. Took me damn near a year to get it off, and I still haven't gotten it off. I still got 15 more pounds to go, if not more. But I'm in that general vicinity, and I'm excited. Because yesterday, like I said, still in celebration mode. The new year has physically and technically begun, but in all practical purposes, I'm still celebrating. I had my indulgence yesterday. I bought some ribs. I had chicken wings that I got from Ralph's, you know, kind of already seasoned, but from the butcher. So, you know, it was still fresh meat. You just had to cook it, put them in the air fryer, and it was Kingsford ribs. You know, this comes in a plastic bag. They was on sale $2.99. Got a slab of them. Made some pot stickers. Sat down and had my juice. And check this out. Yesterday, I also bought some brownie cubes. You know, those like little cubes of brownies that have like sugar on them. Not powdered sugar. Like the regular granulated sugar on them. Didn't even touch them. Didn't even touch last night, but you know why I didn't? Do you know why I didn't? And I'm going to have to watch myself for this. Because over the last 2 days, for the celebration of the new year, I allowed myself the indulgence of smoking Black & Miles in the evening. I smoked 3.5 Black & Miles. I say a half because last night, when I laid down to go to sleep and I was pretty much finished with that I had left, the Black & Miles I had left, I threw it away. Crushed it up, put it in the toilet, flushed it. Because the night before, I got one. One wasn't enough. One wasn't enough. I got back out of bed and went to 7-Eleven at 1 o'clock in the morning. Got me another one. That's how much I was into myself and having a good time. And I wasn't eating, though. That's the thing. I wasn't eating. So I'm in a good position. I'm excited about my weight, how I feel, where I'm at. Now we just got to see, you know, how it is going to go forward without Black & Miles. I'm pretty sure Black & Miles had a lot to do with suppressing my appetite or distracting me from eating or whatever. So we'll see, but I'm in a good place. I'm feeling good. Feels like a Monday, even though it's a Thursday. So So I work 2 days, get 2 days off, and Saturday, Pittsburgh plays Cincinnati. It's a meaningful game. It may not be crucial. It's a meaningful game. Little dude riding, a young dude riding with them scooters with no hands, all close. Move over, damn it. 6 feet. That's still me. You know I'm happy when I'm complaining. Gotta have some complaining. Come on. Gotta have something to gripe about. Makes life fun. I mean, but not too much. Let's not get crazy with it. Just gotta have enough to make you feel like you're still alive. Get that, gotta exercise that energy every now and then. Like, God damn it, get off my grass, you damn kids. And it's also a bit of taking pride in something you build or have or believe in, which is myself. And I don't want people with their germs, not that I'm a germaphobe or nothing, but I just been primed. I just still primed off that COVID stuff. That 6 feet rule, I loved it. I should get the t-shirt again. I should have a t-shirt made. Still under COVID protocol. Please stay 6 feet away from me. And I'll cross out the 6 and put a 12. And then on the back, I'll put, because you don't know what I got. Exclamation point. I feel good. I feel good. We'll see how the lawyers and everybody are handling today. Is everybody still on vacation? Planning to come back next week. Take the whole week off. Go to their summer homes or their beach houses and whatnot, or to the mountains, to their, you know, separate residences. I mean, their second residences. We'll see. But regardless, I'm ready for it. Regardless, I am ready for it because I'm feeling good. The weight is down. Was messing with my data yesterday. One of my drives seemingly went bad. It seemed to have been going bad or being weird. And, you know, I wasn't too much worried about it because I had backup. But what I failed to realize that the backup hadn't been updated. So I grabbed the backup, made a copy of it, and then I finally got the drive that went bad going, and I saw there was a lot of data on there that I hadn't backed up. It was a lot. So I have to be mindful of that. So I was able to pull that data off of that drive and update the current drive. And I ordered a 2.5-inch SATA enclosure because I'm going to put the drive I was using was IDE. It was an older technology. It was a 1 terabyte IDE drive. You know something about them IDE drives? They are loud. Hard drives, the regular with the plate spin around, my God, they are loud. I didn't know how I used to using SSD solid state drives that are made out of chips and transistors on an integrated circuit board. You know, no moving parts on these drives. I would go all SSD in there faster, and they're just fucking quiet. I mean, my computer, it doesn't struggle. The fan heats up sometime because I think it needs power to run those hard drives. And I mean, you hear the fan, and then it'll go down. You can hear it all drive spinning. And it's not loud, but I'm just not used to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just used to quiet. And I could afford to get 8 terabyte SSD drives. In fact, somebody posted, you know, that they was getting stuff. Dude on Facebook, I'll call him out, Lamar Webster. I like looking at his stuff. Because he's buying new technology, he's buying new stuff, he's putting things together. He said, look, I just got my new interface. So look, I got this, I got that. And I like the way he's coming at it. I like the demeanor in which he's coming at it, probably because he's an older cat, you know. And I like the way he comes at it. sounding like a novice. Well, not so much sounding like a novice, but sounding very intrigued with the technology. And, you know, getting something new and being happy about getting something new and all that. So, that, you know, I just like the way his, the way he presents things and does things. And he, oh, I was saying, he said that, yeah, my 8 terabyte SSD drives arrived. I'm like, 8 terabytes? An SSD? They make that? Because 8 terabyte is my, where I'm at now. I got 8 terabyte drives that I use to store and back up my data. 3 copies. Wait, 9. I got 9. 9 8-terabyte drives. Well, one is a 5.5 terabyte because I use it for my video. And I don't want my video to really be getting that big anyway. I want to keep the video down to 5. It's 5.5. So really, I'm working with 9 drives. 3 that I actually do work on, and 6 that I use to back those other two, those 3 up. 2 copies of each. 1 stored at a remote location. 1 stored at a local location. And then I got 1 on, you know, that I'm working live. So if the live one goes down, I got backups to stay fairly backed up. I keep them fairly backed up. And if it gets too, you know, I know when to back it up, but I obviously got to pay more attention to it. Just got to, you know, be sure that I make another backup, get that up to date, swap it out at the remote location, bring that drive back on, and that becomes the local one. The local ones and the remote ones swap. I'll update it at home, the local ones at home, take it to the remote spot, drop it off, leave it there, bring the remote spots back, update those, and they become the local copy, the local backup copy. And I'm working on the, I'm actually working on the video. To get, if I get the video down small enough, I might be able to combine 2 of the drives. And that should be the goal. I think I'm gonna make that the goal. If I get the video drive down small enough to where I can combine it with another one of my drives, I should be able to do that. Because I got a drive, an archive drive, basically it's rarely updated. It's just data that I want to hold on to that is rarely updated. But it's always there in case I need it. Prime example would be photos, I think, before 2020, about 20 years of photos. I don't need to carry around with me all the time. But I can have access to no matter where I'm at. I can have access to them through the internet and the network to where I can get to it. Oh, I need a picture from 2017 when I went to blah, blah, blah. I can remote in, find it, go right to that date and grab that. I don't have, it's a lot of data to be carrying around because the drive I carry around with me, this, the hot one that I actually detached from my hard drive from my CPU, from my main computer, and strap Velcro back onto my laptop, comes with me. That's a copy. And as soon as I get home, or even I can do it even remotely, I'll update another backup on the local drive, on my main computer. So really I'm working with 2 instances of hot data. And hot data is data I'm working on right now, or last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And on that, those drives are all the music I've done. Basically, definitely all the music, not all the pictures. Maybe, no, not all the pictures, but not all the photos. All the pictures are there. Nope, not all the pictures. Nope. I got those backed up somewhere else too. Because there's a lot of them. All the pictures I put on Facebook. And albums have to be, I have to go through them. And basically, I go through them, sort out the ones I want, that I run a batch file on them to clean them up, add some color, do this, adjust them a little bit. And then I got to reduce them in size. And I save those pictures in a folder. And it's a lot of them. So if I ever need them, I can go back. Say, hey, here's Berlin. Blah, blah, blah. And I got that set of pictures already. It's on Facebook already. But, oh, that's what I need to do. I got to do that when I get, I wonder if I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. I got to delete a file. A backup copy was made on my web space. And it's so big, you're not allowed to host it there. I got to delete it. I got a warning. That, and I need to book a flight. Book a flight while the flight's still cheap. Last couple times I waited for whatever reason, because I didn't want to set the date of my departure so far in the future. Something might go down. But then hell, again, not that I can afford it. What else talk about the 8 terabyte hard drives? Oh yeah, the 8 terabyte hard drives, SSD, were like $450 a piece. Granted, I can afford it, but do I want to spend that kind of money on hard drives? Am I at a financial point where if I spend that kind of money on hard drives and they go bad, I can eat that money? Yeah, but mentally, and it's just not the way I work. It's just not the way I work. I like doing things on the cheap. I take pride in doing things on the cheap. And every now and then, I'll splurge and say, let me see what this will do. Instead of getting the cheapest, let me see what happens if I go ahead, spend a little extra money, see what kind of return I'll get. So those 8 terabyte hard drives were $450. And hopefully, my data inventory, as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, because it can't help but do that over time, gets bigger, the prices, these hard drives will come down. And they're definitely coming down. The prices of hard drives are definitely, they're coming way down over time. You're talking about over deep time. The first hard drive I ever bought, first computer I bought, a Tandy 1000, didn't even have a hard drive. Think you did programs on floppy disk and whatnot. Literally floppy. I think I had a floppy and a 3.5 inch diskette in there. 520K disk or double 1.44 disk. I bought a hard drive for that thing. 20 megabytes, $300. 20 megabytes, $300. Nowadays, we get 64 gigabytes, which is like 3,000-4,000 times that amount for $30. And you can carry it around on your keychain. I love it all. I loves it all. I really do. I'm very happy and content in my life right now. And I'm feeling the energy from it. And I think it's going to make me a better person, whatever that means. It's going to make me a better person, whatever the fuck that means. Because it really kind of don't mean nothing. But, and better, again, as I've always said, and I'll say it again, boys and girls, it's all relative. It depends on what I consider. So I can use the word better because I have an idea of what it is. Nobody else can use the word better for me. Nobody can say, you'd be a better person if. But they could, but it's implied that you'll be a better person in my eyes. You'll be a better person under my standards of what I think you should be. That should just be implied in everything. And I guess maybe I'm missing that. Maybe that is implied in everything. And I'm looking for it to be explicitly expressed when people use the words you should, or you gotta, or you oughta, or you need to. All that is you need to based on how you see me or how you see it. And that's cool. I think we all should have that. As long as we understand that what we consider good and evil is subjective and only up to us. Well, the guy killing all those people in New Orleans running over the truck, that's evil, and you can't tell me it's not. Oh, yes, I can. There's some people who believe in what he believes that believe certain things like that are necessary. Twin Towers in New York City, World Trade Center getting torn, getting demolished, killed like that. There's some people in the world, and maybe a lot of them, that believe that was justified, that it was a good thing, that it's helping the cause. So everything is relative. You really can't say. No matter what it is, you really, really can't say. You just have to understand that the way you see things and the way you interpret things and your perception of everything is just how you do it. And that's it. That's just it. And I personally like it that way. I personally like it that way. To where I determine, I'm free to determine what's good or bad. I'm making my way through the world today. I make my own way. I make my own way through the world today. Using everything I got. Taking a break from all your worries. Sure does help a lot. Maybe I'd like to get away. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, but you keep them at a distance just the same. Yes, yes, Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I guess I gotta say the first or senior out of just three. There's two. There's only two of them now. The other two is Prince Jeffrey and Austin Jeffrey. So, because Jeffrey didn't name one of his sons Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And, you know, I had feelings about that because it seemed like to be, you know, my legacy and my name and what I created, blah, 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 going forward. But, it's only about me. It's only about me. And I'm going to determine and hope to determine the Jeffrey legacy. Not the lineage, but the Jeffrey legacy. Now, whatever history happens, or whatever experience happens, whatever happens after I'm gone or in the future or while I'm here, you know, it's just going to be that way. It's really out of my control to a degree. At a certain point, it's out of my control. So, Jeffrey TV. The Jeffrey TV Empire, Jeffreyism, TheoryOfUniverse.com, AtheistWalking.com. What other more? The Demystification Process.com. My more philosophical sites that I want to build and construct an argument or a statement or a thesis on my understanding of how things work and at the least how I navigate and maneuver through the big questions in life and determining meaning and determining happiness and what's real, what's important and what's not and my understanding of life. And I just put it out there. I put it out there. And not so much in people's faces anymore, definitely anymore. I definitely used to do it back in the day. You know, I'd be like, ooh, look at me, y'all wish. You know, but it was done in jest. But then again, you get to a point to where you done this, been here, done that, it becomes punching down. It becomes a point where, you know, all right, we know you didn't hear, been here, you done did this, did that. You ain't gotta remind us every 5 minutes. It gets to the point to where, you know, it's more congenial and more in harmony, and quite frankly, it's a better look to be subtle about it. And that's probably the most important, that to me, it's a better look has a better look and a better feel to be subtle about my great accomplishments. And I say great because I subjectively think my life is great. I have a great life. I do. You know, and do I think I have one of the greatest lives? Yes, I do, of course, because it's mine. A lot better, don't you? Don't you think you got the greatest life? I do. Not because, you know, I have the top of the world. Not because I'm super rich. Not because I own this or own that or, you know, performing in front of thousands of people or played in the Super Bowl or anything like that. It's because I feel deeply satisfied that my passions have been at least acknowledged and addressed and provided to me. And I've gotten the chance to deeply experience my deepest passions intimately. And it's relative to what I desire for myself. Just like it's relative to you, to what you desire for yourself. How many or how much percentage of your deepest passions have you experienced that you feel fulfilled in experiencing? That's a question only you can answer to yourself. And to me, that determines happiness. I've said this many times before. Again, I keep saying these things. Each time I say them, I say them better and different and maybe with more clarity, more nuance, with a better understanding, relayed maybe with less words. And, you know, it's called working.
It's called
working the philosophy. It's called working the philosophy. Working my routine. I'll say it. Working my routine. Working my deliveries. I'll say it. I ain't shy. I'm gonna switch arms. My God. Oh, look at that. I switch arms in it. Well, you can't see nothing anyway, so. God, I'm turning this way. Sun behind me. Not better. Kind of don't matter. It's all about the vocal. It's all about the 96K hertz audio recording. Then I'll turn it into a podcast and I'll keep the video. That's where all my 8 terabytes of video. And now that I shoot in 640 by 360. That's like the lowest. That's like the lowest resolution. The highest, well, the highest is like 38, 420. I think that's 4K. 4K is 38,420 pixels. And I'm using 640 pixels. That's how small, 640 by 360. And I think 4K is 38,420 by 20,000 or something like that. But it's good enough. And 640 by 360, let's get on phones. And you, the file size is tremendously small. Because when you start doing high def and that real stuff, woo, you're talking about data storage. And I like to keep everything. And I don't want to keep it, then have to lower the resolution for storage. So I just stick at 1980 by 1020. I go with that. It doesn't look too bad on TV. It doesn't look on like on my big screen TV. I think I got like a 48, 49, or 50. I'm not sure what size I got. But it's big enough. And you know, every now and then I get a chance to look and see what my stuff looks like on different TVs. I take a look and I see, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm good with it because it's about the message anyway. It's about the message and to get, you know, a fairly good so-so video. That's what it's really about. That's what it's really about. And it's about feeling good and losing weight. It's about feeling good and losing weight and getting back under 195. So if I go back today, I'll probably drop 2.0. So I'll probably be like 2.9. 210. Wait a minute. 9.8. I should be like 2.8. Probably be at 2.8.3, 2.8.4. I can tell by how much I'm sweating and not sweating what I'll lose. I may even just lose 1.8. At 1.8, it'll give me 208 something. And I'll be happy with that. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I had my salad tonight. I got off work, had my salad tonight. I'll be looking forward to tomorrow being Friday. I got 2 days coming off. I'm not so apprehensive about it anymore. Not like I used to be. Oh my God, I got 2 days off. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna eat too much. I'm gonna go to Costco. I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that. I don't fear that no more. For my energy and my mojo was up. So it'd be easy to fight that. I don't want right now. I say right now because I don't know. I don't want them black and miles. I'm glad I don't want it. I don't like the initial effect. It's good, but I don't know how to do it in moderation. I'm smoking too many of them too fast or too much. And I don't like the way it made me feel. Even my sinuses, my nasal thing started, the whole thing. Throat, cough, just the whole thing. But it's good to be the first day of the year new. The happiest of year new to you. We out here doing it. Now I'm gonna get off of here. I'm gonna delete that big giant file off my webpage before they shut it down. I'm gonna make reservations to fly home. Do all that before. Oh, I'm upload this video to YouTube so the transcript can start being created like I did 2 days ago. Uploaded it. And for some reason, my videos have been getting hits. Not a lot now. I'm talking about 50. One of them got 57 hits in an hour with no description. I'm not sure how that worked. And then I put a description on it. I don't know what I did or what I didn't do, but another one got like 7 views before I even put a, you know, an explanation. It said me talking underscore and the date. But I upload, I get that uploaded. I get the one I did 2 days ago on New Year's Eve, I guess it was. No, day. Yeah, I forget what day it was, whenever it was. A couple days ago. Wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. So that was New Year's Eve. Get that one posted. I should also work on downloading my Facebook again. Maybe I should, every time I go to download it, when I go to download the files, it errors. Because I think I try to download all 20 years and it's too big. And I get all discombobulated and because you got to download the files one at a time and it's like 70 of them. And you got to remember which one is which because they're not labeled correctly. They're not like straightforward labeled or anything. But maybe if I make them smaller, it'll work that way. I'll try to make them smaller, easier to download. Maybe take it 10-year chunks or whatever. And plus, the other thing, I don't like those downloads. I wanted the chat history. That's what I want. I want my chat histories. That's what I really want. So maybe I'm looking at that. I want all the chats that I've done since I've been on Facebook downloaded. I want to be able to go to this person and see everything we chatted about from eternity. I love my data. And also what I'm going to do too, what I'm thinking about doing is having a database built. You know, I ain't gonna try to figure out how to do it myself. I got access. You know, I know a little bit about databases, fields, and this and that. But I don't want to spend time and resource learning it. I'm gonna hire somebody through Thumbtack or Fiverr to build one for me. See how much it costs. I'm gonna do that too, so. And also I need to go to the podiatrist, goddammit. I need to go to the podiatrist, get this nail or whatever is going on taken care of. It doesn't hurt as bad as it used to, and I've gotten used to it, but it's still there when I walk. If you look at it, you can see where the nail's growing funny. It needs to be cut or something. I was thinking about going to urgent care and have them do it instead of having to make an appointment and blah, 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 you know. But I'll do that, see if I can do that today. I'm feeling good. So maybe I can set an appointment up for next week, go in there and get it finally taken care of. Because I do a lot of walking and I feel good. I do a lot of walking and my body seems to be handling it. I'm out here, baby. I'll be out here doing what I do. And I feel good doing it. See how I go over my life, everything in my life every day? To the point where I can talk about it publicly? That's how I, every day, I reevaluate. Every day, I do a reevaluation of as many things as I can to make sure I'm still on point while I'm doing it, where I'm at. That's the foundation that I use going forward. That's what gives me the faith that I have in life and for tomorrow. The faith I have in tomorrow. Faith is important. You need to believe. Human beings need to believe in something. Human beings need belief. We can just, I think our physical bodies, if we were just given food and stimuli, say like we were kept in a cage or just strapped down and kept alive, we couldn't move or do anything or think, you know, that's not good for it. I don't think we'd survive that either. Some better than others, I'm sure. But so like we would like be strapped down on a some kind of scientific table, fed nutrients and stuff to keep us alive, bodily fluids, and, you know, bowel movements, whatever, taken care of, but no stimulation. No stimulation. Maybe even in complete isolation. You know, we need that. It's the way we're wired. That's why I don't think heaven will work. Same basic premise. From having everything stimulated perfectly to having nothing stimulated at all. Having no stimulation at all will have the same detrimental effects on a human being where we are now as being in heaven and having complete, positive, or fruitful, pleasant stimulations all the time. See why I say things over and over? I just thought of that. I need to remember it now. And I will. Having a human being having no stimulation at all, being in a dark room with just the toilet and food thrown in it to eat to survive, is just as detrimental and horrifying to me as being in heaven and having complete stimulation. Complete, total, happy, fulfilled stimulation. And everywhere you look, there's no down, there's no sadness, just the same old goddamn happy. Now, I can say that, and I understand that me being in the position I am, the life I lived, it's easy for me to say that. There's some people out there who don't have the same experience, didn't go through the things I did, haven't been fulfilled. Some people don't even know what it's like to be in a happy relationship. Some people don't, and they don't know they don't know. They don't know they don't know that they ain't been, never been in a happy, fulfilling relationship. So they kind of don't know what they're missing because they can't measure it. They don't know. But I have. I've been here, done that. Like I said before, and I think I say, you know, I've been here, done that, accomplished this, accomplished that, to reemphasize the point that I'm at a different, that I'm at a certain stature of accomplishment and place in life. Station. Station is the word. I'm at a certain station in life that everybody isn't at. So I want that to be factored in into the things I say to give a better understanding in regards to the things I say. I can say the things I say based on my experience and the station I'm at in life right now. Because I got this. I got that. So I can say that. Oh, that makes sense why he talks that way. Because he already, blah, blah, blah. He's the, you know. He had Mr. George Clinton call him out during his Hollywood Walk of Fame star presentation. Yeah, just in case you thought I forgot, I didn't. In fact, I think I need to make a video when I get home about that. Anyway, 41 minutes. Happiest of years new, people. Happiest of years new. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm doing the damn thing. Got momentum, got energy. Almost can't wait to get back home so I can start work on this or start that. In fact, I don't even wait till I get back home. I'm gonna start working on my phone as soon as I finish this up. Log into my GoDaddy. Got the GoDaddy app. Go to hosting and applications. Fire up cPanel. Fire up file manager. No, don't even fire up cPanel. Go right to file manager. Find the file I need to delete and get it out of there. Then go to Yahoo Travel, flights, book a flight. And I should do a podiatrist, damn it. That's where I'm at. That's how good I'm feeling on this Thursday. This year's new. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this, oops, year new starting off wrong. Year new started off wrong. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.